It don't make me nervous. That ain't what I'm nervous about. I fear God, and the Bible says the whole commandment of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. And bless His name today. I come here to serve God, and I didn't come over here to fail, although there's a lot of times I do. I didn't come to fail. I come praying, Lord, just bless me. Let that Holy Ghost just flow from breast to breast. I believe in using the word Holy Ghost. See, when I was born again, I didn't get one at a time. I got them all. I got the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I got it all at once. It all come down from heaven at one time. I just got a lot of things on my mind, and I hope it's of God. I prayed real hard all morning, and I said, God, if we make this journey, let it be fruitful, and I believe in that, and I hope God just blesses us real well. And there's a little song on my mind. This may be out of order for y'all, but as a boy, I grew up real poor but didn't have a lot, and they used to have Bible school, summer Bible school over in the head of Lion Fork where I'm from, and we got more little sweets and little things at that than we did at home. When we got something sweet at home, it was usually molasses or honey, and we didn't have pop and stuff, but down there they'd have Kool-Aid with sugar in it, and so we're talking about remembering little things that was in the past that mean a whole lot to us later, and those things those ladies taught us there and treated us really nice has stayed with me all these years, and I appreciate their little sweets too, but this is a little song that I learned when I was there, and sometimes it comes to my mind, and it means a lot. God opened up His arms and let those soldiers nail Him to that cross. And at that time, He sent out an invitation to each and every one of you.
Yep. Lord help
He did. He opened the doors for invitation at that time.
Help me, Father.
Come and go with me to my Father's house. To my Father's house. To my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house. Where there's joy, 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 there will be no pain in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house, there will be no pain. In my Father's house, where there's joy, 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 there will be no death. In my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house, there will be no death in my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. Jesus is the way to my Father's house. To my Father's house, to my Father's house, Jesus is the way to my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. He opened up them little arms. He said, come and go with me to my Father's house. Yeah. That was the invitation he made right there that day. Thank you, Lord, for that invitation. There's a thought on my mind, and I hope that God will bless. I was in my workplace. I'm there early in the mornings, and I have an opportunity just by myself and the Lord to talk a lot of times. If you don't believe he talks, don't talk to me about it. He talks to my heart in a low, still voice. And folks, it's not hard to understand. I'm a very simple little fellow. And I've got to do things in simple ways. The Bible said he made it so simple that a wayfaring man, bless his name, though he may be a fool, he'll not err therein. He'll not leave us ignorant, my brothers and sisters. Bless the name of the Lord. If you was on trial for being a Christian, would you be found guilty? Bless the name of the Lord. It's something we need to be asking ourselves on a daily basis. Bless the name of the Lord. Because I want you to know you need to build up the evidence against you as you're walking through this life here. Bless his name. Glory be to God. I know a judge that's on high, that's a keeping a record of all these things, and they won't have to worry about any witnesses. The man I want to tell you about is the King of all kings and the Judge of all judges, and he's got a record book, and when he opens that book, bless his name, won't need no Johnny Cochran there. I won't help you none. I'm gonna tell you, all the lawyers in this world will not help you there. Are you guilty of visiting the sick folks? Bless his name. Are you guilty of giving to the needy? Bless the name of Jesus. There's 135 commandments in here. There's 10 that's greater. I read them, brother. There's things in there he tells us to do. Little Job, bless his name, he laid up evidence. All that was coming upon him, all the sores he had, all your children's gone, Job. All your barns is burned, Job. All your oxen gone, Job. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was a building up evidence for himself. Bless the name of the little Stephen. Being stoned to death. I stood right there and let him. I beat him with stones. I see Jesus. He was building up evidence. But my brother, there's coming a time when it'll be called to your attention. Yeah. Have you been born again? All these good things that you took through life, it comes down to one thing. Have you been born again?
Exactly right.
He told Nicodemus. Nicodemus said, how can I go back in to my mother's womb and be born again? And he said, there's a natural and a spiritual. You need to separate the two. You must be born again, a spiritual birth. Folks, when the end comes to you, there's a book of judgment. It's going to be open to you, and you need to be found guilty of being a Christian. You'll get to enter in. That's it. I'm not going to wire you out.
You're all right.